There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Good evening. Welcome to In the Psychic Flow. So nice to have you with us tonight. Wherever the snowy place you are coming from, we welcome you into the kind of dreary Sarasota weather here. Nothing like you guys are probably experiencing. We would like to send a shout out to all those people who are keeping your roads clear and your power lines on. If that is the case, God bless them and Godspeed their work. What else do we have going on today? Today is January 18th. Lovely January 18th. I am going to do some spirit messages tonight, hopefully. And might pull some cards for our benefactors here, our donators. Appreciate that. We appreciate everyone. If you would like to support the show, please hit the like button, share, and subscribe. We'd appreciate that. Every show host really appreciates all of that. We have a big audience on Rumble, and we are glad to have them with us tonight. Shout out to them. Let's see. We are also on Uploaded to BitChute. That'll probably be on tomorrow-ish. We are on YouTube Live. We are on Facebook Live, the Psychic Medium of Sarasota, and where else? Twitter, Psychic Medium Carol Ann Carey. We are live on there. Where else are we live? I think I said everything. Rumble. If you are listening to us, we are on many audio platforms. We're glad to have you with us tonight, and we will try to make you feel as part of the show. If you're not watching, we'll read out the comments, any questions we get, and any validation so that you feel like you're with us tonight, okay? Let me know where you're watching us from. That would be great. We'd appreciate it. I'm trying to fix my hair here. Not sure quite how it looks. I thought I'd wear something silvery to go with the silvery weather, the icy weather. And we're going to send you some sunshine if we get any this week here in Florida. What else did I want to say to you? I usually do a little something, a little prayer, but of course I didn't pick anything tonight. So let me see one second if I find something exciting out of my little toolbox here. We have some lovely donors tonight. Thank you very much. Let's do this. to this protection one. Let's see. Let's see. Spiritual energy, I need power. This is nice. No, that's not it. Sorry. Thank you for joining us. If you have someone in particular that you would like to try to reach tonight on the other side, we'll see if we can do that. Let's see what this is. Let's see what this is. There we go. Let's see. This is nice. Okay. So here we go. Just say a short little prayer to get us started. Lord Jesus, you are the highest authority and there is no spiritual power above you. Therefore, I hide in you as you are my safe shelter. I'm confident that in submitting to you, no evil will ever be able to conquer me. Therefore, in your name, I trust you to send your messengers and protect me wherever I go. There we go. Okay. Sorry, that took so long. I had to dig through the little collection here. And so there we go. All right. We have Walter. Yes, Walter, I know you're with me tonight. Thank you very much. Walter is my doorkeeper. Robert Myers joins us. He's our first super sticker tonight. You can contribute to the show by doing a super sticker or I guess that's how you do that. And on Rumble, you can do a rant if you'd like. I have a Venmo account, Carol Ann-Carey. My name is Carolan and dash Carey, Carey on Venmo if you'd like to make a contribution if you're watching from Rumble. If you're on here, you can do a super sticker on YouTube. And we have Robert Myers with us tonight. Hi, Carol. And we have Mo. Hi, Mo. Thank you very much for your super sticker. Hi, Kavita. How are you? Hi, Carol. Thank you for your super sticker. Appreciate you. Sam, hi. How are you, dear? And Michelle Kahn. Hi. Welcome. Nice to have you with us tonight. So if you have someone in particular, you can put that in the comments. Or if you have a psychic question, you could throw that in there too. We're very open tonight. We have a little sip of ice water. Let me pull some cards for my lovely super sticker people tonight. Here we go. From this deck, which is Angels and Ancestors, Oracle cards. So I will pull a card for our super sticker people. And I have Carol as well. Let me just make sure I got everybody. Carol. There we go. If you're joining us for the first time, tell me where you're coming, where you're watching us from. We are streaming from Sarasota, Florida, which isn't as sunny as you would think today. Hi, Elvita. Hi. I owe you more of a message. Remind me, okay? Because I kind of shorted you last week. I recognize your name right away. Hi, Ruth. How are you, dear? Kavita. And V. Hi, V. V. Hernandez. Hi. How are you? New to the channel. Thank you for joining us tonight. Let us know where you are watching us from. Sam is here. Okay, great. Let's get started. Let's see what we got. We got Robert first. Hi, Robert. How are you, dear? I hope it's not too bad out there in Pennsylvania. That's a snowy place. I lived in the Poconos for 8 years. Let me tell you, I was originally from New York State and I thought it was snowy there. Wow. Pennsylvania is something else. Okay, here we go. Let's see what we got. You have the Knight. Ah, didn't we just talk about this last week? The Knight. Be brave. There you are, Robert. That is you. Be brave and honest. Nice. There you go. That is you. Shaman Bob, we call Bob. Thank you for being with us tonight. So, as you are a Knight, you are very guarded. Generally, I would say, and in emotions as well, which I can understand. That's not going to last though, because I feel the right person is going to unlock that for you. Let's see. Or I usually get your mom. And you had you have your mom over there in spirit. You have a wonderful gentleman that you had admired. It's almost like a uncle or dad kind of figure, or godfather kind of figure. He is there. I feel like I have someone associated with mom. Now, this could be maybe mom's mom. And I feel like I want to say strawberry rhubarb pie. Would you understand that? I'm wondering if you would get that. You don't hear that too much today. But I feel like somebody, I can see a pie with the lattice work top on it, a pastry on the top. Beautifully done. Beautifully done. And my feeling is that it's strawberry rhubarb. So I'm going to give you that. Not sure who that's from. They're agreeing. Your mother, of course, is agreeing with the knight card. She says, yep, that is you. And she says, you are steadfast and regal. So I like that about you. Now she says, don't forget, when it comes to love, Robert, you're not going to be in charge because you don't do very well in that department. So I think some people on the other side are going to be handling that for you. And you just kind of have to go with the flow. And you will eventually find someone that gets you and that you get. And it is, I want to say a partnership, but it's more like, I don't want to say a partnership. I want to say more like a companionship. Like you want to be together. You feel very comfortable together. And I've seen you strolling through the autumn leaves. I do feel like I want to say something about like a hot cider or a hot something. What is that? Like Norwegian or something? Grog? I don't know. Something like that. Like an apple, hot apple cider kind of feeling there. Something that the family would drink around Christmas time or something. Maybe it's German or Austrian or something, but I feel like there's something fruity and hot. Let me put it that way. I feel like maybe even fermented apples, or Applejack. Okay. That's what I'm getting. I don't know if that's true, but that's what I'm getting. So I have someone, they're mentioning a romance that's coming. That's going to warm your soul, and you're going to find a lot of joy and companionship with. And it's a very relaxing feeling, a comfortable feeling, and that you want to be together and spend time together. A lot of it, like antiquing, kind of outdoor, a lot of outdoor stuff, like car shows, classic car shows, art. Like I feel like every weekend there's someplace you want to go or see or do. Not necessarily hiking, but like nice walks, maybe venturing into like a few other states, like weekends away, that kind of thing. So I do feel outdoor kind of like arts and crafts fairs, antiquing, going through states like New Hampshire, Vermont, New York, Connecticut, you know, that kind of the northeastern area. So I do feel lots of strolling walks. I do see a ship for you. I kind of feel like I'm going to Boston or Connecticut, if I am you, and spending some time walking around looking at ships and schooners and that kind of thing. So I do see that for you. So don't give up hope. Just put one foot in front of the other and keep your eyes open. Okay. Thank you, Robert, for joining us. As always, it's such a pleasure. Okay. Where are we? You're with Mo. Hi, Mo. How are you? Nice to have you with us. Let me pull you a sticker. Oops, I keep getting that knight card. Let me shuffle these. Let's see what we got for you, Mo. That knight card keeps coming up. Okay. Oracle. Okay, Mo, here you go. This is a lovely card. This is Oracle. Wait for important information. So I feel like you have like a download kind of coming, or some inspirational channeled information or a message. So I wonder if you would understand that. It's more like this feels like a meditation or asking spirit for an answer. I think that's about it. And like, I feel like it's a important question to you. Like, it's either purpose or partner or something like that, that you need some assistance with. Am I going to find this person? Am I going to find this purpose? So I think you're going to get this message. And it's direct. I'm going to put this up again one more time. It is direct because it's coming from your spiritual guides and from, you know, your God source, whichever spiritual reality that you're in, what you are comfortable with. The message is going to come clear as day, and that you'd ask a question and you're going to get your answer. So who do we have in the spirit world? I have a very sharp kind of gentleman here. Maybe an uncle or father figure. I want to say father. Let me go with the father figure here. Could this be a dad or a granddad? Let me explain him a little bit. I feel that he is, or I see that he is very, I feel dapper. Like I'm the kind of guy that would, looks like he had dark hair in his youth. And he would put this, I don't want to say cologne, but like aftershave or something on, or pomade, like on his hair. So he smells good. He looks sharp. He's funny, has a good sense of humor, smiling at me, nice smile. Very comfortable, generous. The word I get is generous with him. I wonder if you would recognize him. And I feel that you are like a princess to him, or an angel to him. I get the word angel here. A very generous person. And I also get gone too soon. So he may have died like 40s, 50s. Even 65. He looks young to me. Handsome man, darkish kind of skin, not dark, but not fair, but dark hair. And I feel very, he imparted some wisdom. I feel that he's a very caring gentleman. I get the word banking, so I don't know what that means. If he left you some money or he worked in banking, something like that. I wonder if you would recognize him. Let me know, Mo. See if I can get some more from him. And celebrate. There's some kind of celebration here. So I don't know if you just had a birthday or something about somebody celebrating a birthday. So this gentleman is recognizing this. I feel almost like a godfather. Maybe that's what I'm getting. Like a godfather kind of feeling here. So I wonder if you would recognize that, Mo. What else is coming for you? Excuse me. I'm getting spiritual answers. So I think you must have asked spirit, your loved ones, your guides, your spiritual tribe. I think feel like you must have asked a spiritual question. So they're acknowledging that. And I think that the answer is being downloaded. As far as 2024, you've been working up to this for the last couple of years. And I feel that this year is successful for you, and you will reach what I would say is a pinnacle in 2025. So I feel spiritually, emotionally, physically, and financially stronger, but this is because of things that you are putting in place now. Does that make sense? So that's the message that I want to give you. What else do I have here? Now I have another lady. I have a lady on the other side for you that is something that is, I want to say they're like pancakes, but they're not pancakes. Something that, and she's flipping them. Maybe pancakes, but she's flipping them. But I don't know if they're crepes or something, tortilla. What would be like flat and is flipped on the grill on a flat surface? She's flipping those. I'm not sure what the nationality is, and I'm not sure what the food is, but it kind of looks like a thin pancake. So I'm wondering if you get that. And she was known for this. A lot of hustle and bustle around this lady. This could be like a grandmother kind of figure. And I feel like a full-figured kind of lady. And look, she's also showing a ring. So I'm wondering if there was a ring. This looks like a birthstone ring or something hereditary thing, something that was passed down. So I don't know if this would have been hers or she just knows about it. But this is a ring. It's not a gaudy ring. It's a very simple ring. I feel like it's birthstone related or particularly it's not a diamond, but it's a very simple, beautiful ring. So I'm wondering if this has been handed down. I wonder if you would recognize her. And she's also talking about a young lady. So I don't know if she's referring to you in your youth or if there is another young lady that she talking about a sister or cousin. Do you recognize this lady? Let me know if you recognize these people in spirit. And I'll see if I can get a little closer, okay, if we can. So let me know, Mo. Thank you for joining us. Where are we? Alita. Am I saying that right? Alita Perez. I shorted your message last week, and I apologize for that. I ran out of time. I was too busy goofing around in the beginning. You know, you don't know. The chat looks like when we first started 8 o'clock. It looks kind of calm. There's about 7 people originally in the group. And then all of a sudden, it just, everybody starts piling in. Here's a message for you, Alita. Summer, bask in joy and light. There's a B on here. Now, in the French culture, a B is productivity and abundance. And you'll see the B as a motif. I may not have that exactly right, but the B is a motif in the French culture, probably other cultures as well. But that's where I see it a lot. And I think it means like abundance, the honey, and productivity kind of feeling. Not sure exactly what that means. Let me look that up just in case that's not your culture. I want to know anyway. I know I read this before, but I can't. B symbolizes. Here it is. Throughout history, B symbolism has embodied focus, dedication, hard work, teamwork, generosity, prosperity, and fertility. And in the Christian tradition, the bee is the emblem of Christ, of his forgiveness through analogy with the sweetness of his honey. His justice through its something. It doesn't tell me the rest of it. Let's see. Oh, here it is. There it is. Sweetness of his honey. With his justice, though, its sting and Christian virtues because of the exemplary way worker bees behave towards their queen. Okay. So that I thought that was kind of interesting. There we go. So the bee is for you, my dear. And I'm sorry I chopped off your reading last week. Let's see if I have somebody in spirit. I have a gentleman here with a mustache. Okay. And I feel very fond of you. This could be a dad or a granddad. I have a darker haired gentleman, a dark mustache, and I feel a nice smile. He says he was a bit of a drinker, I think, or he's just saluting you. I'm not sure which is which, but he has a small glass here and he's taking a little sip. I think it's to you. So I don't know if he is saying that he was a bit of a drinker, or he liked his he's drinking clear liquid here in the shot glass. I'm not sure what that is, but I'm presuming it's alcohol, but I'm not sure what it is. It could be vodka. I don't think it'd be vodka. What would it be? Like maybe a moonshine kind of feeling. It's not Calvados, or is it? It's clear. So I'll leave that to your imagination. We have this lovely gentleman, darkest hair, dark eyebrows, bushy eyebrows, and a mustache here. And I feel very fond of you. I'm talking about, I want to say 24. I don't know what that means. I want to say August 24. I don't know why I'm saying that. It's my sister's wedding anniversary, but I don't know if it's somebody's birthday. I don't know why, or someone's passing away date, but I get August 24. What else is here? And the song that I have playing in the background is, What is that? Don't worry, be happy. Chase all your blues away. This is an older song. Get happy, I think it is. Let me see what that song is. That's the, I cannot sing for the, I used to be able to sing. Get happy. Oh, Judy Garland sang it. Okay. So you might want to look that up. Get happy. Forget your troubles. Come and get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah. Come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. So that's a song for you, Alita. I'm not sure exactly who is sending that, but I'm going to leave you with that. Thank you so much for your patience. Okay. Where are we? Carol, hi. How are you, hon? Let's see what we have for Carol today. Wise one. Oh, this is nice. Haha. This is who I think I aspire to. The wise one. Here you go, Carol. Hope you can see that. She's got a raven and an owl, I guess those are her totems or spirit animals. Wise one. Grow within your current situation. And she's got feathers. She's got white hair. Grayish hair, and she's got feathers in her hair. She looks very learned, very wise woman. So this may be like someone similar to a spirit guide for you, Carol. So I'm going to pass that on to you. And it is grow within your current situation. Always predominantly get your dad because he's always very strong. But I kind of want to deliver a message from the female side of the family, from your mother. I feel mom is an attractive lady in her youth when she passed. I both feel that they both passed rather young is my impression. And I kind of feel like they're like forever young. Young, to me, they look like 40s maybe. 40s, 50s. And I feel as if... gone too soon. That's the impression that I get from them. The female person, the female is mom and family. And I feel a meatball grandmother over there. I think I've mentioned her. What else do we have? She shows me that scene maybe of ice skating on a pond. And I think I've had that before. And some beautiful ribbons here. So I don't know if she put ribbons in your hair or she, there was a dress that had a ribbon on it, maybe a the collar, something like that. I feel ribbons here with her, unless she's imparting some kind of Christmas gift with a ribbon on it, but something about ribbons. And I feel the climate is cold. So I feel that it was a colder climate that you were from or that experienced all four seasons. And winter is when I'm being shown. They always go around that Christmas time of the year. Because I think you had mentioned there's a birthday or something in that month as well as Christmas. What else did they say to me? Your mother is saying to me, it's not long. I'm asking about romance for you because we've discussed that a few times. She said, it won't be long. And it is work related. Like, I feel like there's something, he's a vendor for you or a post office or UPS or something like that. I feel that this is an athletic build kind of gentleman, not heavy, thinner, towards a thinner. And I feel as if I keep getting fishing there. But I feel someone who is physically active, Carol. And interesting, like I think he understands your business. You have a dry sense of humor. His is a little bit different. He does crack you up. You're going to find yourself kind of laughing unexpectedly, and which will be great for you because I feel like you don't get to do enough of that. Well, none of us get to laugh enough, I guess. And I want to pull something else for you here, Carol. Dad is not going to be left out. So here you go. He's telling me to pull this. Guardian Angel, you are not alone. So I want to let you know that's a beautiful card for you. I don't think I've ever pulled this for anyone. Guardian Angel, white feather. Wonder if that would make sense. That's a triangle there. So I feel that you have a celestial being around you. There you go. So that's from Dad. But she, Mom wants to let you know you're not going to be alone. Like, take the opportunity when it comes and take it slow and savor it. Enjoy the companionship and enjoy the comfortability. There's laughter here, which I really appreciate. I really like that because I don't think you laugh enough, Carol. So I wonder if that makes sense to you. What else is going on? Yeah, there's a soup. I feel like I have a soup now. Would this be Italian wedding? Or it's a soup with, I think it's meatballs in it. Would that be Italian wedding soup? Or would that be called something else? I kind of feel as if I'm pulling this side of my hair out, but not that side. That's how I feel. I've been making a lot of soup lately. I wasn't feeling good for about a whole week. I really felt kind of crappy. And I've stocked my cabinets up in case of, you know, the world blows up or something. And I used almost all of my chicken noodle soups, all of them. I must have gone through about 10 cans of soup last week. And everything that I had made prior, usually I have some in the freezer I gave to my daughter. So I didn't have any. I hadn't made.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Replenish that. So I did that yesterday. And so I have soup on the brain, and I figured out I should eat more soup because it's better for me. So and it's been helping my stomach a lot. I've been feeling a lot better. So after I was sick for about a week. So I always feel that chicken noodle soup or some kind of chicken soup is always the best healing, no matter what ails you. So anyway, so I made a whole bunch of that. And as I'm thinking of the soup right now, because I'm getting hungry again, I see this soup with meatballs in it. And not big meatballs, little. So I'm thinking maybe Italian wedding. I don't know. Let me know, Carol, if that makes sense to you. But that is being sent to you to warm you up. Thank you so much for being with us. Okay. Hi, Melissa Parks. How are you? Did I see Melissa Parks on here? Yes, I did. Hi, how you doing? Alay do, but that's okay. I don't know what that means. Hi, Jenny Myers. Okay, Kavita. Yes, Italian wedding soup, says Carol. Thank you so much. Michelle, yes, I will pull a card for you if you request that. I didn't understand your message there, Alita. Hi, Jenny Myers. If you're new to the show, let us know where you're watching from. Kate. Thank you. Robert says, thank you. Carol, I don't know much about the cake. It was a pie, dear. Strawberry rhubarb pie. Very helpful and much to look forward to. Mo says, my grandmother cooks well. Hi, Ruth. How are you? And, Mo is asking about a partner. Okay, so that's going to be revealed to you, okay? You should have received that message. Let me go through here. Hi, Lee. How are you? Sam, how are you? Okay, I got my super sticker. Hi, V. Okay, did I say that already? Yeah, I got my super stickers. That's great. Have my tissues here? Any chance? Yes, I do. Okay, my nose is starting to run a little bit. All right, let's see where we are. Let's get back up to the top. Robert. See, we got all these people. Ruth. Hi, Ruth. How are you, dear? God, I keep getting. I thought this gentleman was a romance for you, but it could be one of your uncles. But I do get horses. So, did you have someone associated? I know you said at one time you had a lot of uncles, like 6 or 7 or something. Anybody associated? Because I keep seeing this gentleman in this black cowboy hat, and I feel someone associated with horses. So it's not an uncle. Maybe this is someone coming to you for romance. I've asked about that. This, when the romance comes, if you, it's because you're not allowing that. That's why it's not coming right now. It's like the furthest thing from your mind, Carol. Ruth. I feel like I have to sneeze. Romance is the furthest thing from your mind at this point. When it does come, it's going to feel like you got hit behind the knees and you almost kind of fall. Like it takes you by complete shock. And it's a gradual feel. It's a gradual relationship, but there's something there that you recognize immediately. And this is someone that is associated with what you do. And I know you watch your grandchildren a lot, but you have other part of your, Ruth is a great author, RuthSaltman.com, S-O-L-T-M-A-N, first name Ruth. Look up Ruth's website. Something associated with publishing or books or graphics, a kind of graphics feeling, something like that. Someone is so that you're going to meet through this, either a publisher or someone that organizes book signings. I have mentioned a few times, I see you in a group with other authors, like maybe at a Barnes & Noble or something, like new authors being promoted, and there's more than one author there, and there's discussion about what they've written and book signing there. So I feel that. I get the month of February here, so I don't know if this means next month. I don't know what that is, or if there's a birthday in February. So I'm asking. I also get stock cars. So I'm wondering if you know of anyone on the spiritual side of life that was interested in stock cars, worked on cars, went to races. But these are stock cars. I remember like back in the day, 100 years ago, I used to go to Danbury, Connecticut, as a matter of fact, to watch races. So why am I getting that? So I feel like I have someone associated with that. This could be one of the many uncles. So you let me know, Ruth, who this is. And I do get Happy New Year. I got a big explosion here, like a champagne bottle. And so a lot of good wishes on the other side. They're just reminding you that there is someone and there is patience. And patience with that, please, because it will... it will happen as soon as you allow. Once you recognize, and it comes as quite a shock to you, Ruth, you're really going to hit it off. So let me just leave it at that. Thank you so much for joining us. Kavita, hi, Kavita. How are you? I'm sorry I did not get back to you. I had a kind of a crappy week. Your father's brother is always comes in to me as like the health monitor of the family. I feel like there's some caution around mom. Okay, she had an accident or an incident. I think you had mentioned in this past year, so she needs a little bit more, you know, like monitoring maybe, or she may need assistance walking or something like that. So I feel like there's like, you know, kind of kid gloves around her, he's talking about. He's also showing me a ruler. So I kind of get the impression he's talking about dad, your dad, his brother, in a way, like he's straight as a ruler, or he measures, or I don't know what that means exactly, but that's the message that I'm getting. Something about a ruler here. Still get those schooners. Cranberry. Okay. Oh, cranberry. You know, that might be. I know. I think in Maine they have cranberry. What do you call them? Fields. They're in cranberries that are bogs grown in water. So I don't know why I'm getting that, but I'm getting cranberries here. So I don't know what state that is. If it's Massachusetts or if it's Maine, but it's a colder climate and this is where cranberries are produced. I don't know why I'm getting that, but what that means. Okay. I'm being reminded I'm not only supposed to give the message, not interpret it. So I'm just going to pass that on. And no, you have not been bypassed in the romance field. And no, you're not being overlooked. You are not. It's, there's more than one option. I will say that. And I do see this nice looking dark haired gentleman as well. I don't think Mr. Grease is out of the picture, but since you've heard about him for so long and I think he's just going to turn up in front of your face at an event, but you know, maybe you decide this is not what you want. I don't know. Let's see, but you have more than one option, which I'm kind of getting. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. So I will get that. 2025, this book is coming out. And it's almost like with you or without you. If you do not do this book, someone else is going to do it. So someone else has a similar idea. So I'm just going to put that out there. Thank you for joining us. And I will get back to you once I start. I didn't do any readings this week. Not really. So thank you very much. And I will get back to you, Kavita. Thank you. Hi, Sam, Samir. How are you? How are you doing? Oh, we're doing it at 8:41. We're doing good. Okay. Samir. I'm trying to do some spirit messages here. I feel like I have, I know you have kids. I'm wondering if one of them is a son. I feel they're older. Is this son graduated or getting ready to graduate? Because I feel I'm very, if I get the word graduate with him. So I feel like I'm very, when he does graduate, I feel very confident, competent, professional individual in your son. If you don't have a son, I'm not sure who I'm talking about, but I'm seeing a young professional male, a graduate. And I almost get like an MIT. So that kind of graduate, maybe not like a liberal college graduate, but more like a technical, advanced individual. So let me know if you understand that, Samir. So someone on the other side is mentioning their pride in your family and what a good job you've done. And I'm also supposed to give a shout out to your wife, to your spouse. I feel that she has a mom over there on the other side who wants to, it's kind of like butting her way in here into this waiting room. She's using her elbows to get in. And I feel very special. There's a halo for her, and I feel there's something very special, January, February, March, something special here in this time. Maybe I think this month, this could be a birthday, anniversary, something like that. I feel very special, must be maybe a birthday, and I feel gravitating towards your wife. So I just want to remark on that. Someone is thinking about her, and there's also a candle here. So I'm wondering if she would understand that. I don't know if she lights candles or she has asked for a candle, but I have a candle lit on the other side for her. So I'm going to pass that on, Samir. Okay. Thank you, dear. Thanks for being here. Michelle Kahn wanted a card. Okay. Let me do that. Sky Father, trust in the unknown. It's a remarkable looking gentleman. This is for you, Michelle, M-E-S-H-E-L-L, Con. And this is Skyfather, a beautiful card of an older gentleman, snowy white hair with a flying on the back of an eagle. There you go. So I'd let you know that you have celestial, spiritual people around you, spirit guides around you, Michelle. Skyfather, trust in the unknown. You have to take a leap of faith, Michelle. Okay. I don't know if you understand that. I want to talk about a young person. I have a few older people in spirit for you, but there's a young person that's trying to come through here, and I feel it's a male. This could be a friend, a partner, cousin, someone, a contemporary for you. I feel like I have a young male that has passed on the other side for you that just wants to say hello. This guy is kind of funny, snarky, kind of contributed to his own demise, if I may say that. So I don't know if it was accidental, but maybe lifestyle choice or something like that. Has contributed to his passing. He acknowledges that, recognizes that, wants to let you know. He just wants to say hello. So I wonder if you would understand that, Michelle. Thank you for being with us tonight. Appreciate you. Hi, Lee. How are you? Are we getting that vacation vibe? Are we planning that vacation, Lee? I feel like... warm climate, maybe Mediterranean. I don't know if we're talking about that. It looks almost like Miami. You know, Miami has some places that remind me of the Mediterranean, like opulence. Some kind of opulence here. Old world kind of feeling. So I'm kind of getting, so I don't know if it's the Mediterranean or Miami. I don't know. But I have that feeling, old world kind of tropical kind of climate. And I don't know if you're playing bingo or are they referring to a scratch-off. Something like, I'm doing this. Do you have a husband? I think you do. So somebody is acknowledging that. So maybe some small wins there. Not like $1 million, but maybe a couple hundred, 500, something like that. And I see you, Carol. I feel like I'm trying spring, summer kind of clothes on. And I'm looking at these, they're calling them petal pushers. We would call them capris today. And they're kind of like showing me you looking at yourself in a mirror wearing a pair of these. I don't know what that's about. Could be trying some outfits on for vacation. Don't know. But I want to pass that along to you, Lee. Thank you so much. Oh, thank you, Carol. Lee says, love your new look. Thank you very much. Hi, Melissa. Melissa Parks. Oh, I forgot to say, Ruth's show is on Wednesday evenings. Transformational Soul, Ruth Saltman, 8 p.m. Forgot that. Melissa Parks is on here. Her show is tomorrow night, Joyful Finding Show. So please join her for intuitive messages. High energy, intuitive Melissa Parks. Melissa Parks, it was so funny. I was just reading about the school board today. I knew there was some kind of thing going on. We both live in Sarasota, so we were talking about some local politics. I just saw that on there, the controversy about the school board, and I was thinking of you for some reason. So anyway, I've mentioned this a few times. Is your brother Steve the one that just passed? Like Tom and Steve or Gary and Steve, something and Steve. I have the two brothers here. And I think you have a dad as well. I think like the three amigos, but I feel like I have two brothers, one a little bit taller, and I see them standing side by side, and one a little bit grayer that just passed. That was Steve, I think. I think. He is remarking about... his passing, and thank you for your assistance. So I just want to let you know that he's very interested in your work. I've mentioned that before. He is talking about the beautiful colors surrounding you, Melissa, and what you were doing, what you are seeing in your artwork. Melissa does like draws and writes her messages as well for you. But she also does some unusual abstract kind of work. almost like mosaic colors. I feel like her drawings will kind of look like a mosaic. So he's remarking about the colors and he's saying to you, the colors surrounding you are like, they are like waves of color. So I want to pass that on to you, Melissa. I wonder if that makes sense. Thanks for joining us. You can watch Melissa Parks tomorrow night. Joyful Findings, 8 o'clock. Eastern Standard. Hi, Jessica. Hello, welcome. Mo says, yes, partner. It's coming, my dear. Jessica. This is, I have an older lady and I want to say UK, like British, United Kingdom, Irish, Scottish, Wales, something. I feel UK with this lady. I wonder if you would understand this, Jessica. Older lady, I feel very, like I'm the kind of, she's the kind of person that would make a pot of tea and use the tea cover. What do you call those? Like pot warmer. Keep the teapot warmer. You don't see that too much anymore. But that's the way she did things. And she's talking about biscuits. And I feel like I'm looking at, what is that brand of biscuits? Shortbreads, that's it. Walkers. I feel like I'm looking like at that. So I wonder if she's Scottish. And I have a cat here as well. So I feel like she had a cat. Someone had a cat in spirit. So I see this older lady with this pot of tea on the kitchen table with a teapot cover on it. And I see a cat walking by a window here. There's like a bookcase or a table in front of a window. And I feel like cat is rubbing up against the window frame. And she's talking to it. So I feel as if... And she says the word gout. So I'm wondering if she had gout, G-O-U-T, like a joint condition, swelling of joints in her lifetime. So I'm going to pass that on to you. I hope you would recognize this lady, Jessica. What is the message? Usually they come in to give a message. I have a car here. I'm wondering if you got a new car. I feel like I'm, maybe there's congratulations on a new car. Okay. So I'm going to pass that on to you, Jessica. Let me know if that makes sense. I hope you're okay. Yeah, I'm okay. Thank you for asking. Myers. A lady, dude, but that's okay. I'm not sure what that message is. Okay. Okay, I got Kavita. I got Jenny, right? Let me just check. Oh, I didn't get Jenny. It's a good thing I checked. Jenny Myers. Hi, welcome to the show. Jenny Myers. I have an older gentleman here in the spirit world. Jenny, I wonder if you would recognize him. And I feel like I'm fishing. I think particularly fly fishing, maybe even. I feel like he's an older gentleman. He's showing me like... wading boots and fishing. I feel very outdoorsy kind of guy. I feel very teacher mode too. I'm wondering if he was some sort of teacher. So I wonder if you would recognize this person. Sometimes spirit guides come in too. So I'm not sure if this is a spirit guide or... But this gentleman is an older gray haired gentleman and he's fishing. I can see the back of him and he turns to look at me over his shoulder. And he's in a river. Very wise, man of few words, I would say. Very wise. I think he did crossword puzzles in the newspaper as well. Because I can see him sitting at a table. There's a fire in the fireplace. And he is doing like a crossword puzzle in the newspaper. And I feel maybe his wife is there. Maybe these are grandparents. And I feel that his wife... there, and she's talking about a ham, about cooking a ham. And this is not like a small, like pre-cooked ham. This is a big ham with the bone in it. So I have a big ham here. And she would, the top of the ham, this is old fashioned, you can tell. It is cut with the knife, is crisscrossed, and there's cloves at certain points, and maybe maple syrup over it to give it that sweet coating. Wow, smells wonderful. So I have that here. So I wonder if you would recognize that, Jenny. So thank you for joining us tonight. I hope you come back next week. Robert Myers, we got. Carol got that. Watching. Oh, Holmes Beach. Great. Great to have you with us, Jenny. Thank you. Moses, thanks, Carol. And also the pancake could be referring to my cousin or my in-law. Okay. Thank you for letting me know. Hi, Kate. How are you? She says, hi, Carol Ann. Love your hair. Thank you very much. Listen to Ruth's answer to the romance I'm talking to her. Not that I'm aware of, but anything is possible. See, hello, not that I'm aware of. I don't want any. See what I'm saying? Of course you're not aware of it. That's why it's going to feel when it happens like you got hit behind the knees. Stop arguing with me, Ruth. It's happening. Okay. Tough. And you're going to love it. So there. Anyway. Okay. Where was I? Kate. Okay, says, I'm trying to send a super chat, but it won't work. I'm not sure why. Sam, love a message. I gave him a message. So he's going to have a reading. Hi, Myra. How are you? Oh, my goodness. Tarot on decks. Not sure about the stock horse. Could have been an uncle when he was younger. Yeah, that's the impression. I have 5 minutes. Can I please have a... Ugh! Can I please have a reading? Currently staying in a nursing home, but I'm moving to a group home. Could use some guidance. You're going to like it there. This is it Aleda? You're going to like it there. You're going to make friends. So let me pass that on to you. Hi, Kate. Love the hair. Appreciate a message. Kate. Here you go. Love this for you. Winter, the wolf, Kate. This is for you. Winter, take care of your needs. That's for you, Kate. You have a habit of forgetting about taking care of yourself. By the way, Ruth, I love to tease you, so I'm just giving you that. This is for you, Kate, because you need to take care of yourself. You put yourself last all the time. Stop doing that. This way, and taking care of yourself is like putting money away for a rainy day for yourself. Don't give it away all the time. Stop bailing people out. And save for what you want. Look at the possible, a weekend trip or a conference, something is there for you. Something about further education for yourself. That's what I'm getting on the other side. Something about spoons. I have somebody here. I don't know if they collected spoons. You know how they used to have those little racks on the wall and they would have spoons from other countries, or they had special, someone in the spirit had sterling silver, something like that. Something about spoons. Or I don't know if they played spoons. Don't know what that is. So I'm going to pass that on to you, Kate. Let me see what else I neglected. Tatiana, hi. Reading. Ugh. Anne. Oh, Michelle says she plays bingo scratch cards. Okay, good. Good. Glad you could take that. Ay, ay, ay. Got a whole bunch of people on here now. Okay, I'll get you as many as I can. And if I can't, please come back next week. Wow, we got a lot of people on here. Michelle, welcome to the show. Kate, you are welcome. Sorry I couldn't give you more. Come on next week and I'll see if I can delve into... Our spoons have been going missing lately. Oh, okay. Kate says our spoons are going missing. Someone's moving them. Someone is in spirit is in the house. Okay, and that they're playing a joke on you. So that's good. Thank you for that. And I did give you a message, Alfie, IFE. You're going to enjoy the group home. Much better for you. Interacting with more people. Let me see if I got everybody. Michelle, I got 2 minutes. I have a gentleman here. I get the word uncle, and I feel a very forceful feeling with this gentleman, like a bulldozer coming into the room. So I don't know what his, that's the aura that I get. Very protective of you. I want to let you know that he's always around. Something about a flat tire. So I don't know if you had recently had a flat tire and he was there, or to be cautious of a flat tire. So I'm going to pass that on to you. Lisa Hobley. Being shown like confirmation or Holy Communion. I'm wondering if that applies to you, Lisa. This is the impression that I get. A little girl dressed in white with the veil, and I feel like somebody making their first Holy Communion. So I'm going to pass that on to you. That's a memory from someone. Okay, Michelle, we got that. Jenny, we got that. Kelsey. I am at 8:59, Kelsey. I want to say something about a brother, Kelsey. I wonder if you've lost a brother or something about your brother. Okay, so I have someone mentioning that, or a brother, somebody's brother on the other side. I want to let you know what he's saying. This feels contemporary. A young person wants to say hello. Okay, so let's see if we got everybody. Romance. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry, Ann, I skipped you. Yes on the romance. Yes. And once again, talk to your spirit guides, because door number one is a no. Door number two, gentleman number two, or person number two, is the one. Okay, so I'm at 9:00. I have to end, people. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you being here. Join us next week and enjoy your week. And I hope it is warmer for everyone and less snow. I hope you get some sunshine. Thank you for joining us. Good night now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at Aura.com/safety. That's AURA.com/safety.